Overtones. I'm going to do something a little different today. Instead of delivering a podcast to you myself, I'm going to have my grandma do it. Now, my grandma died about 15, 16 years ago. But she left an incredible legacy, an amazing legacy. But she left a number of tapes behind, and this is part of one of them. She also loved to write, and so I'm going to let her talk a little bit about writing. And I want you to think in terms of writing music, writing poetry, or whatever kind of art that you do.
You know, one time when Merrill and I were going to see a show, I wanted to see a certain one, and he said, "Well, what do you want to go back and see that for? We've already seen that show." And I says, "Well, yes, but it was such a good show, I'd like to see it over." And he says, "Well, I think that's silly, because while you're spending time looking at that one over again, you could be seeing something completely different and completely new. You're just wasting your time." Well, of course, there's two ways of looking at this, but I hadn't thought of his angle before, that while you're spending time reliving some things, you are losing time on other experiences you might be having. And who knows, you might not like the next show just as well as you like this show. So, a few of them we've seen over to please me, but most of the time we go on to the next. And this is sort of the same way with things that I write anymore. It used to be that I would work over something and work over it, and sometimes I'd get it just the way I wanted it, and then it'd be, well, I'd figure I polished my diamond then. It was all just clear cut and fine and true and just the way I wanted it. But I bet you I got a million around here that's diamonds in the rough, if you know what I mean. And it's easier to go on to do something else. And then there's those days when you don't feel so much like being creative, then you can go back and polish up what you had. You know, I was thinking one day, when was the first time that I had this desire to write and to express myself in words? And I really couldn't remember. Seems like it's way back. Oh, I know it's where I went to school, because I remember I just couldn't wait till I could go to school so that I could put down in letters the things that I was thinking. And I'll never forget the terrific disappointment it was that first time I tried to go to school, and they said I wasn't quite 6 years old, so I'd have to wait. Oh, and it was the end of the world to me, because I wanted to learn so very much. So I came home, and I decided I had to learn all the words that I could, like milk on the milk can, and cocoa on that, and pick up letters out of the newspaper, and I was always asking questions about them, but you were patient and so was Mother. And finally the day did come when I could go to school, and I still remember how happy I was there and how much I enjoyed learning to read, how excited I was to be able to read my own stories, because I remember you used to read to me and so did my mother. And I enjoyed hearing these stories and poems, and I thought it was fun. And I just couldn't wait to do my own reading, and then as soon as I was able to, I wanted to do my writing. And I don't remember which poems I wrote first, but I remember writing one about you that said, "I loved you with eyes of blue, and you were my daddy too," or something like that. There wasn't much to it, but I was only first or second grade then. And then one day, I remember real well, when I was about third grade, I saw the flag, and it was waved you know, there was a little breeze going and you could see the red, white, and blue just, ripple through. It was just so beautiful, and the stars, dark blue. And I was just filled with such a thrill. I thought, if I could only draw a picture of that, if I could only write the words to it. So I spent the next little while writing to the flag. And when I was all through, it didn't say what I wanted to at all. And I was so disappointed, and I tore the paper all up, and I threw it away, and I cried about it. But do you know, I can still remember the thrill I felt. And sometimes I think this is what poetry is for, and what stories are for. It's the message that gets across. It's not always that the words are right. I think words are sort of like tools. You just have to form it and shape it. And you know what you mean inside of yourself, but getting that idea across to the other fellow so he will feel the emotions you are feeling, well, that's a gift. And it's also something you have to work at. You've been really good at this, Dad. I just thoroughly enjoyed the poetry you've written. And the things you've said, they're deep. A lot of times, there's more meaning there than you realize right at first. And I know that sometimes you can't always express yourself as well as you'd like to. And I know that feeling because I can't either. But when you do fix something that says what you want it to say, oh, isn't that a thrill? It's just like finding gold or something, and you just want to take it out and show it to everybody and say, look, this says it. This is what I meant. Do you understand what I meant? Well, sometimes they understand what you meant, and sometimes they just look at you, shrug it off like, so what? You have to tell yourself, well, anyway, I enjoyed writing it. And then, of course, you'll always run across somebody that does understand because they've had the same feelings. And I think this is kind of special. Not everybody has this deep gift of appreciation, but I think it's one that we should cultivate, each of us.